Om Shanti, and a very, very, very warm welcome to all of Baba's dear children who've come for this meeting with Baba on the 28th of October. Translation okay? Vietnamese translation okay? Good. Russian translation okay? Good. Tamil translation okay? Okay. So we hope you have a wonderful 8 days with us as we run a special program for you. And as you saw, we started with a beautiful video. Isn't that lovely? Gives such a feeling of Man Mana Bhav, which is what we are practicing, our magic mantra, which then leads us to the result, Madhyaji Bhav. And during the next 8 days, we've created a program that will help you to go deeper into the meaning of these two eternal mantras. So let me just give you a quick snapshot of the program, of what you can expect over the next 8 days. And before that, I want to actually just invite the team who have put the program together for you on stage. So can I ask Sister Celia to join me, Brother Vikram, Brother Sri Ram, and also Sister Shyamani. Could you all come on stage and show everyone your face? We've been working together for many months to create this program for you. And we're more than happy to help you in any way. If you have any questions or you want the program to be changed, added to, subtracted from, then we're here to assist. So please welcome Brother Sri Ram, Brother Vikram, Sister Celia, and Sister Shyamani. Thank you. And a great pleasure also for me to be able to welcome Santosh Ben, who is here. And unfortunately, we don't have Dr. Nirmala here yet, but she's on her way. Sister Rajni is also on her way. And we have Sister Suman here, who not only is the backbone for us to be able to call on whenever we need help, but she's also part of our seniors, who will be part of our team, part of our seniors, who will always be here to help us out whenever we need anything from Gyan Sarovar Nivasis. So what's going to happen in the next 8 days? So tonight we have a special master class by Sister Rajni on Man Mana Bhav. What does it mean? Some new insights. And after that we have the gift ceremony. So all of Baba's children who come to Baba's home will get a gift. Tomorrow, it's the day before Baba, so we've planned an 8-hour yoga bhati. Who's going to take the challenge of doing 8 hours tomorrow? Okay, that's good, yeah. I see, okay, half the audience are putting their hands up. Very good. So we started with a long Amrit Vela, and we're going to have Brother David, who was just sitting there, offer some special music in this room during Amrit Vela. And then throughout the day, we're going to have timings when you'll have yoga together, finishing with good night meditation. There's also a very special bhati planned tomorrow upstairs in Harmony Hall, which will be a time when you can actually write a little message to Baba, take personal drishti from Baba. So special evening bhati for you tomorrow. And in the morning, we have a special guest. Sorry. Brother Bridge Mohanji will be coming and joining us for a class on the eternal mantras and the practical application of Man Mana Bhav and Madhyaji Bhav. Then as we know, day after tomorrow is Baba's day. So in the morning, we have Sister Shilu giving us a special class on how to meet Baba in the Avyakt. And then in the afternoon, we go for our meeting to Shantivan. And after Baba's meeting, some of you may already have registered, but we have 3 very special retreats planned. There's the True Self-Esteem Retreat, which has been running now for the past 5 years, and that will be for 4 mornings. Or you can also choose to do a retreat with Brother Peter from Australia, or Sister Gayatri from Mauritius. And Peter Bai's title is Transition from Angel to Deity, and Gayatri Ben's is Man Mana Bhav to Madhyaji Bhav. So all the details on how to register will be in the office, either here, global office, or if you have any questions, you can come and ask me or one of the team. Is that okay? Another very special welcome. It's always a delight to have Baba's new children, those who come for the first time to Madhuban. So can I just get you all to stand up and turn around and look at the audience for a minute? Those who are sitting in the first few rows, Baba's new babies, just turn around and look at everyone. So, a very, very, very special welcome to you to Baba's home for the first time. And today, after our cultural program, we also have a special event, something that we'd like to do to welcome you to Baba's home. So I'd like to start by inviting up the Malaysian group. The Malaysian group are going to do a special dance for us called Jegot. Joget. Joget. The Joget dance. And the dance is invoking the happiness of people who live in a very harmonious place, which is Madhuban. So please welcome the Malaysian dancers and their Joget dance. It seems like they're a little bit incognito. So before the Malaysian group come up, we're going to ask the Vietnamese group to come up and perform a dance. And please welcome the dance group from Vietnam. And I'm going to ask Sister Sen to come up and give a little introduction to the dance and explain exactly what the dance is about. So please welcome Sister Sen from Vietnam, plus the dancers from Vietnam.
Om Shanti, everyone. And today the song name, The Glimpse of My Homeland. That means everywhere, like when we go away, we love to come back home. And in the song saying that because they're mother and father, and that's why even we go to London, Paris, or any beautiful places, we always remember my homeland, our homeland, and return back to homeland because of love and belonging. So we would like to invite you to come to our homeland, Vietnam, to the dance of the sister, six sister from Vietnam. Bye.
Wonderful song. So next I'd like to invite up Sister Sharda from Mauritius, who's going to sing a song which is Be a Better Soul to Build a Better World. Be a Better Soul to Build a Better World. So welcome, Sister Sharda.
Om Shanti. Sometimes we might find life isn't kind. The whole world is leaving us behind. Then I realize it's all in our mind, nothing we can hide. Then I realize, when I look up at the sky, the sun still shines, the stars are still bright. Let us be a better soul to build a better world for you and for me. Put our palms together, wish for peace and harmony. Let us be a better soul to build a better world for you and for me. May all sentient beings be well and happy forever. Sometimes we might find life isn't kind. The whole world is leaving us behind. And I realize it's all in our mind, nothing we can hide. Then I realize, as I look up at the sky, the sun still shines, the stars are still bright. Let us be a better soul to build a better world for you and for me. Put our palms together, wish for peace and harmony. Let us be a better soul to build a better world for you and for me. May all sentient beings be well and happy forever. May all sentient beings be well and happy forever. May all sentient beings be well and happy forever.
Thank you. Given that we are all souls, so we want to keep our light lightened. So one line.
This little light of mine, I gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
So keep shining, everyone. Beautiful. Thank you very much, Sister Sharda. And the Malaysian joget dancers have appeared. The reason they were late was because they are sick. But even though they are unwell, the body is unwell, the soul has the light to keep dancing. So can we have a very big round of applause to welcome the dancers who are not going to let us down today. The Malaysian dancers, joget dance. Thank you. So, if you're getting inspired to dance, anyone getting inspired to dance? No? Yeah? So we're going to have a cultural program on the 30th, and we will definitely all be dancing and singing. So just keep that in mind, and if you have something that you are inspired to do, you're very welcome. So also on the 2nd, we have a huge Diwali program. You may have heard Gyan Sarovar is hosting their Diwali evening on the 2nd of November, another occasion for some singing and dancing. Now we have a special welcome for the first-timers, those who are at Baba's home for the very first time this cycle. I'll hand over the microphone to Sister Celia. Yeah, wonderful experience to be here in Baba's home first time. I'm sure you will remember the first time you came. So let's see what we're going to get them to do.
Thank you, Sona Ben. So first-timers, right. Dear brothers and sisters, special welcome to Mother Ban, special welcome to this special welcome program. You know, Baba, the gardener, is creating wonderful flower garden of heaven. And we, the flowers, are ever blooming in happiness under the care and protection of Baba constantly. So, dear brothers, Baba's flowers, let us show our blooming face to Baba and to the family with our sweet angelic smile. Can everyone show your angelic smile? Blooming flowers, garden of Baba's. And also today, we have, I think, more than 30 new flowers who first come to Mother Ban, this Kalpa, and we would like to welcome you in a very special way. So our new flowers will come on the stage. I'm just going to explain a little bit what you're going to do. You're going to come onto the stage with a flower. Each of you have been given a little flower to represent that blooming flower in you. So you're going to come with a flower, and one by one, as an angel, you walk onto the stage from this side with a flower, showing your blooming flower, your blooming face to the whole family. And then when you reach to the other side of the stage, you leave that flower, that physical flower, but keeping your blooming face to the family, and pass it to Sister Shamini. And she will then very quickly create that garland of flowers around Baba's neck. Is it okay? The ushers will guide you. So the new flowers will be decorating Baba with the true love, that garland around Baba's neck. So let us welcome the first timers with an applause and sweet fragrance of love. So let's start the little ceremony. And come and stand in front of the stage facing the family. So look at all the beautiful blooming flowers the first time to Madhuban. Let us all, the family, give them very warm love, our true love, powerful drishti to all of them. And in return, look at their sweet, innocent, angelic face, also giving drishti to the family. So take drishti from the family. A moment of silence in remembrance of Baba. We take sweet drishti from each other. Garland is being prepared. Look at the garland around Baba's neck. Enough. Okay, thank you very much. Can take your seat now? Thank you.
Om Shanti. Can see Baba's garland around his neck of all the first timers, just to remind us of what it feels like to come first time into this beautiful family and this lovely gathering. And now I'd like to invite our three main seniors here today. We're so fortunate to have with us Nirmala Didi, who, as we know, represents not only Madhuban but also is looking after all the centers in Asia, Australia, New Zealand, Pacific. So Didi, please come and join us up on stage. I also would like to invite Sister Santosh, Sister Rajni to come and join us. And we look forward to hearing from them on the two topics, the main mantras that we are going to be exploring over the next 8 days. So we invite them to just share a little bit about Manmana Bhav, Madhyaji Bhav, and why these eternal mantras are something we'll carry in our hearts forever.
Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Hearty welcome to all of you and congratulations for being welcomed not just by Bab Dada and the Madhuban but the whole world family. So you are happy now, yeah? First timers, because when we come here, we come on the invitation of God Himself. Visibly or seemingly, it is that it was our money and I purchased the ticket to come to Madhuban. But never be mistaken by that. My invitation, my ticket was signed by God Himself. I'm here because it was in God's plan. And when God makes plan, there are two signs for that. One is that it is free from obstacles, no matter whatever happens, but ultimately I am able to achieve what was planned, what was my goal. This is one thing. So you can see that whenever you created the thought to come to Madhuban, so many things happen, but ultimately you are here. It's because it was in God's plan. And second thing is that in God's plan, everyone is happy. In my coming, everyone is happy. They all support. They want me to do what is in my plan now. So check from these two signs. Agree? Yes, I'm waiting till you get translation. Two signs of God's plan. One is no obstacle and another is everyone around is happy. So this time the program which is designed for all of us is that we are able to take benefit from the greatest mantras. People in the world look for anything which can make them powerful. You can have enough, but if you do not have power, you are of no use. But Baba has introduced us with the greatest power, which is called the power of mind, manobal. You can have physical power, you can learn the physical skills, lot of money, lot of material attainments, but if mind is not powerful, you are not able to live the life because of which we are here. So therefore, Baba has come Himself to give us this core treasure. Because He is Creator, so He does not supply us with the things, but He gives us power to create everything. Because if He supplies something, as the human beings have been supplying for our existence, it would finish one day. And we will be beggar again. And that should not be the result of meeting of the Creator with big C. Yeah? So therefore He gives us power. And power also, the power of mind. And power of mind or powerful mind He gives us by speaking two words from His mouth. So those fortunate souls who heard these two suggestions, two directions from God Himself, Manmana Bhav and Madhyaji Bhav. They are mouth born progeny of God. Because He Himself told us that when you have lost everything but you want to regain that, there is only one strategy, one method, the greatest policy. Because you may try hundreds of other methods, but they don't guarantee that your mind will be powerful. You can have something, but not necessarily powerful mind. So dear brothers and sisters, godly students, this one word, Manmana Bhav, is there to liberate us from all kinds of problems of mind, mental sicknesses. People these days are not happy because now and then there are swings in moods, irritation because some or another desire was not fulfilled, anxiety, panicking. No, some do panic because they are afraid of some panic might happen around them. There is no panic, but they panic because they think something wrong can happen. You understand? So big list of bondages of mind. Unstable mind, getting sad now and then, depression. So these sicknesses have become part of the society in each and every country, in each and every continent. But Baba's children are fortunate to learn how to connect my heart with Baba, not just my mind or my thoughts with Baba, but heart means my feelings of love for one Baba. So these few days in Madhuban, we of course remember Baba wherever we are, but these few days in Madhuban are to exercise this mantra in its most pure concentrated form, one Baba. One Baba and constantly one Baba. And another side of this mantra is none else. Because sometime there is one Baba and this also. But ek Baba, dusra na koi, one Baba and none else. No one else. So now, for what I have to use Baba, if Baba is with me whole day, because many people are afraid to be with the seniors because their energy, their field, their frequency of vibration is different and they are very happy with their friends and like, you know, level people. So Baba is supreme, highest. So sometimes we can't keep our mind with Baba all the time, so high, so supreme. We want, you know, to be little, having something little lesser dose for mind. But no. Baba Almighty really keeps me in that true stage, which is what is myself. What I am today is the result of different kinds of scripts happening with me or being played by me in different births. But the moment I connect myself with Baba, I am that true, real self, point of light, very beautiful, shining, lovely, happy, powerful. Understand? So therefore, this time, 10 days, whatever, 2 weeks are left, whether sickness comes or any other situation comes, physically we may not be alone here because we are to be accommodated 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Dinings we are together. In morning class we are together. But rest of the time, there is no reason for us which stops us to be even physically alone. To create space for myself and Baba, so that he can do that which can be done only in silence. Because only when my mind is in this stage of manmanabhav, in this nothingness, not doing anything, everything happens, which can happen in the presence of God. So very lucky, especially first timers. And of course, Madhuban trip is not just for first timers, but for all of us. And our consciousness has to be on the level which is called, I am a pilgrim. I am not a tourist. Tourists come, they take everything beautiful and leave the garbage behind themselves. And pilgrim comes with the sacred feelings and emotions and really charges with their energy of dedication, devotion and love the place which they are visiting. So Madhuban is the greatest pilgrimage, and we are here not just to breathe fresh air and be in the mountains in the picnic mode, but we are here really to make Madhuban even much more powerful, more beautiful, and the place where God can continue to make his children deity, which is what is Madhyaji Bhav, where we can inculcate divinity by being together, and we can be together if this Madhuban will be sustained with this our connection with God. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So on behalf of all Dadis, Madhuban, Yage, Bap Dada, welcome. And what I want to share with you, my experience, that many, many years ago when first time we came, it reminded me today your activity, ceremony, giving and taking drishti. So Didi Ji, Didi Manmohini used to do this with us in Tower of Peace, in Madhuban. So it reminded me how Dadis, Didis have welcomed us, Bap Dada has welcomed us, so this tradition continues. Now, since we are here for 15 days or 12 days, I like to suggest two, three things on Manmanabhav. Is that, as Sister Santosh said, be alone. Time to time, fix your time, half an hour, 20 minutes, just be with Baba, Manmanabhav. Fix your time, same place, same time, every day, sit with Baba, focus your mind with Baba. Because Manmanabhav means while living in this world, keeping the mind up with Baba. Today also Baba says, Tapasvi, the one who remains detached and loving. That is Manmanabhav. I come in this world, listen classes, do things, then I go back to Manmanabhav. That stillness of the mind, that connection with Baba, focus again. That my mind is not being pulled into any direction. Not the body, not bodily beings, not internet, not WhatsApp. So many things around to pull our mind. But so lucky to be here, even for a few days. I remember, you know, a few years ago, I did one experiment on bodiless stage, Manmanabhav. Is that, of course, I had a chance for 42 days to stay here. And that was November month, very few double foreigners. And what I did is, afternoon, I fixed my time, like 5:30 to 7:30, to be in Baba's room every day with the same consciousness. And I gave one thought to Baba, Baba, give me experience of Manmanabhav. Give me experience of bodiless stage. And then be quiet and let Baba do the task. I don't need to think. I don't need to go to
think anything of the past, nothing. Just be quiet. Just be open to Baba and let Baba do the task. I tell you, it takes time to experience all that, because at that time, whatever is merged in the sanskars, you know, of the past 63 births does emerge. You know, whatever is not settled yet does emerge in the screen of the mind, but not to entertain those thoughts, not to get trapped into it, not to, you know, carry away with it. Just be focused, man mana bhav. Let Baba continue to give new experience. So, to me, it took 2 weeks to go through this process, and then after 2 weeks, I experienced a beautiful stage of man mana bhav, a bodiless stage, as if Baba is giving me a beautiful vision of golden age soul. And so light. All kinds of past pains finished. So man mana bhav is a very beautiful topic. Be focused with one. And not to be pulled by many things around me. That is what it is. And the aim is to become divine. You know, so during the day, while we are doing activity, interacting with people, interacting with many other, you know, situations, doing things, just being focused, that am I doing as a deity? You know, Baba says in the Murli, it is the time to put sapling of deity. What it means? Really, a deity means that during the day, even I am patient with situation, with people, at that time I am a deity, isn't it? Divine way handling. If I get impatient, I am not deity at that time, isn't it? So even little awareness during the day in my activity, in my interaction will help me to be focused with my aim too. So one is sit down, meditation, focusing mind. The second is during the day keeping my aim, that what is my aim today, how I want to walk, talk, see, interact, receive, give, because we have received very beautiful mind. The mind is the elevated tool, and the mind is to send and receive thoughts. So let us continue to send beautiful thoughts, and let us continue to receive beautiful thoughts. And to me, why Brahma Baba became number one in this whole world? You know, Christ, Buddha, Mother Teresa, so many religious fathers and great souls have come on earth. Why Brahma Baba Mama became number one? Because of this mantra, Man Mana Bhav. Because so many people get attainments, you know, success in life, accomplishment, get involved, trapped into their accomplishment of this world. But Brahma Baba Mama, while receiving so many success, accomplishment of yogi life, they kept their mind man mana bhav, focus with Shiv Baba, not enjoying the resources, the popularity, the accomplishment of this lokic world, you know, even the alokic world. So that is man mana bhav. It is the mental activity of the mind to be aware that I am constantly, you know, working with the consciousness of man mana bhav, being up, coming down, going up again. So beautiful this mantra Baba has given, and very beautiful aim. So let us continue to be inspired by this mantra and experience as Brahma Baba and Mama experienced. So welcome to Baba's Yajna. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Welcome to this Gyan Sarovar special program for all of you double foreigners. We are having these 4 subjects: Jnana Yoga, Dharana, Shiva. Yoga is the main one. And That's the foundation of our future. Because the more we have yoga, better will be our stage, better will be our service, and hence this is our main subject. And little bit difficult also. Though we say it's easy yoga and easy jnana, I think yoga is a little bit difficult because we have given full freedom to mind all our life to wander around anywhere, everywhere. And now we are telling our mind, okay, remember one only. So far in bhakti, we were used to remember images. Now it is incorporeal. We haven't seen. So it becomes difficult for souls to have full faith also in Shiv Baba. As how to know he is teaching us. So once we have this faith, we need to now have that aim to not only remember him, but in order to remember him, we have to know him as he is, what he is doing for us. When that awareness is there, that Baba is giving us everything. Naturally, we are inclined to remember all the time. And most of the Brahmins say, oh, we are hardly able to meditate for 5 to 6 hours maximum. Baba says 8 hours, but he also says, remember me all the time. So when we know what he is giving us, we have love for him. And when there is love, it's easy to remember. But in order to have that deep love for Baba, we need to have detachment. And most difficult thing is detachment from the body, bodily relations, our material possessions, position, etc. So more we are detached and disinterested in the old world, it becomes easy to remember Baba. And not to always at the end of meditation say, oh, I feel so peaceful, I feel so relaxed. Usually that's the one experience that everybody shares. But now our aim is to know Baba as it is. So we have to experience his love, peace, happiness, mercy, protection, everything.
सतयुग में तुमको आना है शिव पिता को अब याद करो ओम शांति सो ड्यूरिंग योर स्टे
try to experience Baba's all different qualities and all different relationships, because that is very essential to have deep relationship with Baba as mother, father, friend, teacher, guru, beloved. Otherwise there is some attachment or other to our lokics, or sometimes it may be some negative feelings towards them, because those who are betrayed by their partner, they have really feeling of distrust for every friend or partner. Or those who have abusive parents will never feel love for them and hate them. So in order to create that, because today or yesterday also Baba was saying, you should have nobody as your enemy. So no hatred for anyone, no special feeling or attachment for anyone. Because, yes, we are listening about becoming detached all the time. But at the same time, we have to see that we don't have negative feelings towards our abusive lokics or whoever has been abusive. We have to have that positive feeling for everybody. So in order to really maintain all the time positive feeling, we have to constantly get that love and respect from Baba. Then we will have self-esteem and we will not expect other people to give us respect, or we will not be affected by anybody insulting us. So these two mantras that we have been given, Manmana Bhava and Madhyaji Bhava. So Manmana Bhava is remember me through your mind, and Madhyaji Bhava is remember your inheritance, our future. Because unless we know why I have to do all this renunciation, all these tyag, tapasya, etc., and not enjoy worldly life, unless I know what is the benefit of Manmana Bhava, what I am going to get by remembering Baba all the time, why should I remember Baba all the time? Why not I allow my mind to be free and doing whatever I want? So Madhyaji Bhava is also very essential to have that constant happiness. Because I need to be happy. And not only that, intoxicated. Otherwise, we get so many cases of depression in the world that are definitely increasing number of depression, including some Brahmins also. And so to erase that sanskar of depression, I must be intoxicated. As what am I going to be? What will be my future status? What will be my future? Because sometimes people are worried about the Kali Yuga future. But they forget that Satyugi future is definite, and that they will be having all rights to heaven, provided they follow direction of Manmanabha. So enjoy your stay in Madhuban and really take maximum benefit, because in center you get caught up with many activities, service, Laukik job, Laukik household responsibility, etc. Whereas here, 15 days, you are free. And also, those who are staying for Diwali, they will have that benefit also. To really be in that golden age, or see yourself as deities, and how people in golden ages enjoy, eat, dance, sing. So that will be practical experience also. But here is just temporary, few hours. Whereas in golden age, it will be always. So enjoy your stay and see that before you go, you have achieved a lot. Om Shanti.
So big thank you to all of our three seniors for their lovely sharings and a good inspiration for everyone, not just to focus on the organized classes, but also take out your own time, private time, to be with Baba and keep practicing Manmanabhav, the mind again and again going back to Baba. And now we have our special toli and blessing ceremony to conclude, and Nirmala Didi has specially said that she will stay to give us toli. So we're very happy to have her after many days of not seeing her. So thank you to all three of them. And Didi will give toli to everyone. Santosh Ben will give blessings. And Rajni Ben will be sitting here and giving extra power, extra drishti. So please come slowly and take your blessing, your toli, your drishti. But we are going to ask only the first timers to come up first, to give them their special chance to come on stage and get their first toli, first blessing from Madhuban, from Baba. And after the first timers come, then the rest can come row by row. So we have ushers who will help you to get up, one row after another. And after this, as you know, we have 5:30 meditation in Harmony Hall and a class on the first mantra, Manmanabhav, by Sister Rajni from 6 to 7, followed by the gift ceremony. So we'd like to invite firstly only the first timers to come on stage and take your toli from Didi and blessing. This is vegan toli, so everybody can eat this. Milk-free vegan toli. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Tumko niharne ko might decide.